107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 817, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Oh, happy Wednesday, everybody. Hopefully it's going swimmingly for you. I think things have gone okay here on the morning show. Not bad.
Swimmingly?
Yeah, swimmingly. Quite swimmingly.
Yes. Have you taken a dip in any kind of water this year yet?
Not yet. No. No, I have not had a chance to. So, at least I don't think I have.
What is that? Do you not do it as much as you get older? It's like you don't think. I used to go and jump in the lake all the time.
I think there's a... Actually, no, we have. No, yeah, Kiki and I were at the beach. We were over at Gene Clock not terribly long ago. Water was very cold.
You got in?
Yeah, we got in. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. She was 9 months pregnant at that point. We're trying to get that baby out there, get that cold
that
water.
Baby.
Be like, ah, jeez, what the hell's like, going
get
on?
Get me
out of here, man. Anyway,
freezing.
So we did do that. Yeah, so I don't know why I said swimmingly, and now we're talking about taking swims, but let's keep her moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF.
Stay focused.
I'm sorry. Your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Okay, so apparently there's some murderous guy in near San Francisco, and his murder victim, a peacock. That's right. A peacock showed up in a neighborhood a while back, and the community embraced it, except for this one guy. This one guy who's like, I hate that effing peacock, that son of a bitch. This guy hated the peacock. It's just one guy. It's only one guy. This guy hated the local peacock so much that he put a hit out on Craigslist. This is what it said, quote, "The job is simple. Get rid of a wild peacock that is disturbing our lives." He gave instructions on how to find the peacock, which, by the way, the community had named it like Mr. P and Azul. So they got very familiar. He said, quote, "Please contact me so we can form a strategy to eliminate this bird and also to agree on how much you will be compensated." Okay, so... Now, this sounds kind of goofy, all right? Maybe it sounds like this guy's having a little fun. Uh-huh. Here's the thing, though.
You know,
the peacock actually wound up dead.
Yeah?
They found him.
I'm going to paint a picture here real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to paint a picture of how I imagine this peacock getting discovered. It's a bunch of ladies, right? And they discover the peacock. Oh, my God. And they, like, are all bent over, and they're feeding it. Peacock comes up. It's all nice. Oh, this is the greatest thing. And then we got this guy named Bill in the back with his arms crossed looking at the peacock. Jealous because the peacock's getting all the attention from the town ladies. And he's like, you know what? This peacock's going to die. So we put out a thing on Craigslist. And now the peacock's dead. So go ahead.
So he's mad at the peacock for peacocking. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, so the peacock is dead. They found him with a gunshot wound in its lower breast. The sheriff is investigating, but here's the thing. Peacocks aren't protected by the state's wildlife laws. So technically, it's not illegal to murder this peacock. Now, the shooter could face firearm and animal cruelty charges. The water's kind of murky right now. It's murky with peacock blood is what it is, all right?
He's on the fence whether he's going to go to jail. You know what? These people are pissed. The people in the town, if he, you know what? He probably should go to jail because if he doesn't, he's going to be burnt at the stake by the townspeople.
Yeah, he's going to be shunned by the local townspeople. I don't know. Look, it's terrible that they shot this majestic bird just because one guy who has a vendetta against of feathered, you know, animals, the fact that he put out a hit, but I wonder, did he do it or did he actually, I want to meet the hitman that was like, oh yeah, I had some free time. You know, some guy like, you know, some Italian mobster, like some G-man, and he's got like the leather gloves, you know, and he's just, he's all serious about it. He bald head, of course, bald head. He takes his job super serious.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just got some time off from murdering people. He's like, hey, I'll take care of that peacock. What are you talking? Well, how big a peacock we talking here, huh? I think it would have been better if they would have found the peacock with like some like wire around its neck. It got choked, like the guy choked him.
Good Lord. Some bald guy with a tattoo on the back of his neck killed the peacock.
They find him, his feathers tied behind his back, execution style. Like, whoa. All right. This is some serious mob hit stuff, man.
Peacock.
Yeah.
You know, that while that guy puts on Facebook, Thanksgiving at my house.
Yeah, we're going to have peacock at Thanksgiving. Anyway, so another day, another peacock murder there in a quiet California town. And the made-for-TV movie coming soon. That is your WTF of the Day. We'll be back.